to Carnivores Don't Get Sunburned, hosted by Carrie Mann. Dive into the extraordinary journey of rediscovering optimal health through the carnivore diet. Here, we share powerful transformations from reversing chronic illnesses to achieving peak human potential. Each episode, we'll explore the real stories of those who've turned their lives around, embracing a diet that's as natural as the sun. Stay tuned as we uncover the science, the success stories, and the secrets to thriving on this ancestral diet. Plus, don't miss our exciting documentary highlights featuring a diverse range of carnivore champions. Ready to challenge the conventional? Let's get started.
I have so many new people coming to my channel that are considering carnivore. They're skeptical. They're reluctant. What sort of advice would you have for someone that just can't wrap their brain around it?
So understanding my human body. You know, there's no part of my body that's made of cellulose, plant fiber. Now, that doesn't mean there aren't good things in plants. There's wonderful things in plants. But for my cells to regenerate, for me to keep rebuilding myself, to rebuild my skin, to grow nails, hair, these are all things made out of protein and fat, everything, right? But the reality is we have to understand our bodies. We have to understand how our bodies function. What is your brain made of? You know, 90% fat. You can't find that when you sit down to a spinach salad. It's just not possible.
The following is one part of a four-part series with Malia, who is incredible. She works with a company called IHF. I'll have a link in the description below. They help people with advanced autoimmune disorders, and she really knows her stuff. If you want to watch more videos with her, please check the playlist in the description below. Be sure to subscribe and go follow her over at Integrated Health Foundation, link in the description below. I have so many new people coming to my channel that are considering carnivore. They're skeptical or they're reluctant to start carnivore. What sort of advice would you have for someone that's maybe suffering and has health issues, they're considering carnivore, but they just can't wrap their brain around it?
Absolutely. So we have a really warped misunderstanding of food and of how the body works. And so, if you were sitting down with your child and you guys were playing Legos and you ran out of some Legos, you wouldn't go grab Leaf and Mops and finish building the Lego set, right? It's not going to work well together. And so understanding my human body, you know, there's no part of my body that's made of cellulose, right? Plant fiber. Now, that doesn't mean there aren't good things in plants. There's wonderful things in plants. But for my cells to regenerate, for me to create another liver, which regenerates, you know, every 8-9 months, for me to keep rebuilding myself, to rebuild my skin, to grow nails, hair, these are all things made out of protein and fat. Everything, right? It's all made out of protein and fat. And so if I want to be healthy and I want to have young, healthy skin, if I want my heart to be strong, if I want my liver to be able to detox and be strong and healthy, I have to take in those nutrients for it to pull, just like the Legos. It has to be able to build and work together. Now, that doesn't mean that you couldn't eat beans and pull protein from beans. But the problem with that is you're going to deal with a lot of plant toxins. Are called anti-nutrients for very well researched and studied. People have died from oxalate toxicity from spinach and almonds. I mean, this was done more than 80 years ago. Again, this information just isn't widely available. But that's something that most people don't consider, is they will take a plant and then they will say, look, this has so much vitamin C in it, or this has so much, you know, magnesium or all of these things. But then it doesn't tell you that you as a human being do not have the microbial diversity to break down that plant and to actually assimilate the nutrients in that plant, right? So that's what ruminant animals are for. And I know we've talked about ruminant animals. They have all of the bacteria that actually create cellulase to break down cellulose, right? And so we don't have that. And so, yes, that nutrient can be in there, but it will stay locked in there. Our bodies can't access it. However, our bodies can actually solanine and oxalate and phytic acid, all of these other plant toxins that are readily available and affect us as soon as we take it in. So there are ways to get around that. But when we have someone that's trying to recover or someone's trying to get nutrients into their body, the body knows protein. The body knows fat from an animal because that's what we are. We're animals. And so we take in nutrients that is easily recognizable. It's like building that little Lego wall and then having someone hand you another one and say, here, one just like it. You can use it just the way it is. It comes packed with all of the other coenzymes, enzymes, micronutrients, minerals, everything that you need to utilize it right there and then. A lot of plants, we take it in and your body has to disassemble it. And if it can get to certain nutrients, what happens is then it doesn't have another nutrient it needs to help. Okay, so it'll have to go and steal copper from another part of the body, or it'll have to go steal zinc. It'll have to grab all of the other things to make it a whole so that your body can utilize it. So it's a lot of work. It's when we're dealing with people that are chronically ill, their bodies need to be as easy to absorb, it, as easy as it is possible. And that's what happens when you go carnivore, is we're making all these nutrients completely bioavailable. And by the time, this is clearly known, by the time proteins from animals and fats from animals go through the small intestine, almost all of it is completely used. You know, more than 60% of a bowel movement is actually microbiome and, you know, pieces of the intestine that have sloughed off. And so when I help people understand that, you know, because for me personally, I came from a vegetarian or vegan type of background. And so a lot of people go that way because they love animals and they think, oh, this is the best way to go. You know, there's so much nutrients in it. It's so clean. But the reality is we have to understand our bodies. We have to understand how our bodies function. We have a very acidic stomach, specifically for breaking down meat-based proteins, whereas, you know, cows and other ruminant animals do not because they are meant to eat vegetables. So all of that in consideration, you know, people who are having an issue coming into this, you can simply just say, you know, what is your skin made of? You know, what is your brain made of? You know, 90% fat. You can't find that in, you know, when you sit down to a spinach salad. It's just not possible.
Is there certain issues or problems that people run into carnivore when they first start that you have any advice on?
Quick interruption. Thank you so much for watching. If you're interested in learning more about our documentary, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet, or supporting it, please visit donate.healinghumanity.movie. Our goal is to reach millions of people that are hopeless right now, and sharing the examples of real people over the course of 1 year that are undertaking a proper human diet to overcome obesity, type 2 diabetes, depression, anxiety, fertility issues. We couldn't do it without you. We thank you so much. We are also selling these shirts, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet. Every penny we get from those goes towards the documentary. And last, we have memberships. If you click the little join button, it's best to do it on desktop. Under any one of my YouTube videos, you can join and become a member. We have hundreds of members right now. We do members-only videos. We do members-only behind the scenes. You can email me as a member and I'll answer you. And every penny from that goes to support the documentary. And the last thing is we have these Redmond's portable salt shakers. These things are awesome. You can get the best salt. You can take it with you. We sell these on the website along with our water bottles and cutting boards, and every penny from all of those goes 100% towards supporting the documentary. You can also sign up for our newsletter, which is completely free. All of these links are in the description below. Thank you so much for your support. Now back to today's video.
There are a lot. I don't know if I have time to go into all of those, but I can touch on a couple of them. It's actually something that's very common that we work with our clients, and we try to nip it as we come across it as quickly as possible. So there's an idea of carnivore that probably turns, you know, most people who aren't carnivore, that turns them off, right? I'm going to just go and eat all of these steaks, right? And they think that that's healthy. And a lot of people don't realize that many of these fat carnivore diets will eventually lead you to some form of nutritional deficiency. And many people go, well, that's not possible, you know. But the reality is we were meant, if we were to take an animal's life to sustain us, then we do ingratitude and we use the entire animal. And when we don't use the entire animal and we are just eating, you know, the chicken breast or the steak or the hamburger, you know, or whatever, those types of muscle meat based, you're going to have certain deficiencies that you can't really make up for unless you step outside of carnivore. And so we see people come in and they might have a thyroid issue. You know, they're going to have inflammation of the thyroid, or they're on T3, T4 replacement, something like that. And we can easily correct that with a copper, you know, getting selenium or a copper in to help with the glutathione and the oxidation in the thyroid. It's not really an issue of getting iodine in or selenium, which it can be. But the reason why I say that is because if you were eating like the whole oyster, or you were eating the whole the liver with the cow, then you would be getting that and you wouldn't have the issue. So a lot of people will come in and they think, I just need to eat a bunch of steak and a bunch of sausage and a bunch of bacon, and I'm going to be perfectly fine. And the reality is you probably will heal a lot, but eventually you're going to have a choline deficiency. You know, you're going to get fatty liver disease eventually if you continue eating that way. We have to eat nose to tail. We take the whole animal, we break the whole animal, and we utilize the whole animal.
And that's another thing where fitting the puzzle pieces together, it's like, what would we have done from the start of time? We wouldn't have killed an animal and just ate certain parts of it and just let the rest sort of go to waste. If you enjoyed today's video, please be sure to check the link in the description for the playlist with Malia. We've done several videos together, including talking about addiction and carnivore diet, and talking about our gut microbiome and why it could be more dangerous to cheat on carnivore than some people may realize. Be sure to check out IHF. There's also a link in the description for that as well. And the next video with Malia will be coming up very soon, so be sure to subscribe.